the good thing is that you don't need to try to get to be seen in a sea of content, but users will actually look for you. It's way easier than ever before to create an AI model and feed data into it based on your past sales, based on consumer reports from that year, based on a whole bunch of different factors that you can basically plug in into an AI model that can help you make the best forecasting for Valentine's Day.
Hi there, welcome back to CC Talks. This is your host, Ilaria Severi, the head of Marcom and Creative Studio at Creative Clicks. In our podcast series, we delve into a diverse array of topics encompassing social media, performance marketing, online advertising, AI, and the latest marketing trends and insights. February is known to be the month of love for excellence, igniting a flurry of thematic campaigns. But today, our spotlight turns to a unique fusion: how AI is revolutionizing the essence of romantic marketing and beyond. In this episode, we delve into the core of AI-driven personalization, exploring its transformative impact on marketing strategies across the board. Joining us to navigate this fascinating intersection is Leonardo Biumi, an expert in AI content creation. Leonardo is the co-founder and CEO of Shai, an Amsterdam-based startup that focuses on AI content production for advertising and movies. Well, welcome to CC Talks, Leonardo. It's great to have you here today. How are you?
Hey, Ilaria. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you and to start off this conversation. So can you explain to our listeners how AI is currently being used in marketing strategies?
Sure. I think there is really a whole bunch of ways that currently company, both brand or production studios, for example, that we work with, actually are using AI for marketing strategy. One that comes to mind for me, and it's very close to us, to Shai, is actually, for example, visualization of concepts. So something that we see happening very often, which is very different from the past, is that before, if you are a marketeer or working brand and you had to work on a concept and convince the rest of your team to basically adopt the concept or the campaign for your brand, that proved to be very, very difficult because it was very difficult to visualize maybe what your idea was. I had to find some references to make it as accurate as possible to what you have in mind. And while now with AI generated content, you can basically exactly visualize what you need and what you want to communicate. So your way of selling your actual marketing strategy and your brand strategies way easier than before, if you will. So that's one thing. I think also what it can happen is help, AI can help companies in making testing their concepts more accurate. So something that we used to do in the past in my previous job was basically creating some test campaigns, so test content that was under the form, for example, of a, let's say, 1 minute video with some test video, right? So basically you wanna see how the consumer process the content, views the content, and then analyze it. But those pieces of content used to be very, very, very basic. And right now you actually can create sort of very good looking videos and images so the consumer can actually view what you try to conceive and portray it in a much more accurate way. So testing can become way, way more accurate. And maybe finally, if I can add.
Yeah, sure.
It would be creation of copy. So text. That's something for example, we also do a lot at Shai. We do it for our site, for our ads, for our newsletters, for a bit of everything, even for our emails, to be honest. So we train our own model to basically understanding our tone of voice, how we talk, and that help us in basically having a very consistent message in every communication piece that we have.
Well, I think that among the things that you said, one that really, let's say, strikes a bit more and in terms of really makes you realize the power of AI is what you mentioned, the visualization part, which is, I think, it's something that all teams struggle with when having to put their ideas into an actual what is design or animation or whatnot. So definitely that's a great point. And well, if we look more into Valentine's Day and like, let's say, hot moments during the year, which could be other festivities or other holidays like Mother's Day, Father's Day, or you name it, depending on the countries. How do companies leverage AI to understand and predict consumer behavior?
Yeah, right now, basically, one thing that can happen is that you can, well, easily, not very easily, you still need to have some technical knowledge, but it's way easier than ever before to create an AI model and feed data into it based on your past sales, based on consumer reports from that year, based on a whole bunch of different factors that you can basically plug in into an AI model that can help you forecasting what, for example, a potential demand would be. You know, it's something similar to, I think, what Google Maps does in terms of like forecasting the traffic, right? So think about when you are, you're planning to go somewhere at the end of the day and you see how long it will take to drive there and you put it on Google Maps. What you can see is that if you set Google Maps to departure at a later day, or a later time during the day, it will basically tell you, this might take longer because maybe it's a end of the workday and usually there is traffic. And that's a predicting model, right? So they basically, it feeds all the data from previous day of the traffic, where people are, and is able to tell you, this is gonna take longer. So that's basically predicting model. And now this is something that brands can do for their own marketing strategy in a very similar way. So the big difference is that now this is very much approachable for basically everyone. When I say that you need to have some technical knowledge, I mean that you can also try to...
Yeah, to build your own model. Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. And it still requires a bit of knowledge. You know, you can also argue that it's something you can try have, for example, ChatGPT to do, but I wouldn't really recommend because what we see is that the math is wrong several times when it comes to counting, etc. And that ChatGPT doesn't have the best model for it. So it's not very, very reliable.
Let's say that maybe ChatGPT in this case is a good starting point. Like we see that also for when we also use it a lot for copywriting and, it gives you a good basis, but still you need to put some input, a human input, or like knowledge-based input that maybe ChatGPT doesn't have.
Yeah, exactly. I think it can really help you to have a starting point, to help you think it through. So, you can easily ask, let's say, what would be the data that I need in order to make the best forecasting for Valentine's Day? And then that's something that it can help you structure your data and what you need. But I think if you, especially if you're a big brand, you probably want to do and build your own AI model for it. And another thing that comes to mind on Valentine's Day, and not only on Valentine's Day, but for other, let's say, recurrent holidays or festivities or celebration, is very much an infinite amount of copy and text that you can basically generate. So even if you think about your own website, how you communicate a message, in a very simple way, you can basically very convert everything that is text into a more of a, let's say for Valentine's Day, in a more like maybe sweet message, and I have some funny references on whatever you talk about, and that's which it is very quick now. Maybe before you wanted to hire a copywriter or someone that was maybe very good with writing. I think you still need a very good copywriter, but now it's way easier, it's way quicker. It gives you that ideas that you then can implement and change based on your style, of course. Yeah, now it's much easier.
Absolutely. And now talking about personalization. So what role does personalization play in enhancing consumer engagement, particularly in relation to Valentine's Day campaigns or campaigns around specific festivities or holidays, like we mentioned before?
Yeah, I think in general, besides Valentine's Day, personalization is incredibly important. And I think it is a bit underestimated.
And of course, to my question, I would like to add how AI impacts this personalization, of course, because we're talking about that.
Yeah, maybe first question to the personalization is, as I said, it's very, very important. I think there are ways that companies can be very personalized in their message without necessarily being seen as creepy. I think that's sometimes a bit of the fine line that you're walking, right? It's a given fact that if you are very specific in your message, let's say if you collect the right type of information from your users or from a potential user, let's say usually that's a name, right? Or mm-hmm. that's a specific date, for example, birth date. I've seen, you know, for example, if I did that actually a few years ago, I remember I bought some flowers to my mom for her birthday. Mm-hmm. And I think the year after, maybe a couple of weeks before her birthday, I received an email saying, do you want to do this bouquet of flowers again to your mom? Because it's going to be her birthday in 2 weeks. I think not everyone likes that sort of personalization, but it's definitely effective, right? So the alternative would be that I either have to remember to buy her flowers, and maybe probably I don't even remember the website that I used the first time. Or this is a good alternative, because actually it reminds me that they are there, and if I actually want to do it again. So I don't remember if I did it, but I thought that was a good...
What a good marketing strategy. Yeah.
I thought that was a good way to get to repeat a purchase for them. You know, and it's a much more targeted and cheaper way that, for example, if you think about retargeting advertising, right? Which is like, yeah, I purchased something, and now in your own campaign, whatever you use, it's like Meta, for example, if you do a retargeting campaign on Meta, then the personalization is not really there, because the only fact that you have from the user is that basically you have the user purchasing before, and now you have to set it up the campaign in a way that, you know, maybe next year you have to remember that to this user that you maybe want to buy another bouquet of flowers, and this will show up as an ad maybe. It's expensive, right? You pay for that, so it's not the best strategy. So I'm pro personalization when it's not creepy. I think it's nice. The role the AI plays into it, something that comes to mind is again to maybe the copy again. So what the text actually is in your communication. Again, if you think about newsletter, something that you can easily do is to create a really large number of copies and example and do tests with it. Again, if let's take an example, this bouquet of flowers to my mom, and then maybe do another use case where I will get a bouquet of flower to my wife, right? Mm-hmm. So these are very two different occasions. And the way you can get me to do the purchase again, if I think just very specific at the email subject that you as a company will send me in order to remind me to buy the bouquet of flower, mm-hmm. the message and the email subject can vary a lot, right? If I want to buy the flowers for my mom or for my wife. So, and you can really try a lot of more different things, especially if you're a big company and have a very large database. You can really try to be more funny, specific maybe to mom facts or to wife facts. And I think there it's where AI can become very, very fun, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that comes to mind. And yeah.
And then I'm curious if you can tell us about some best practices for businesses to ensure that they're ethically using AI in their marketing efforts. Because also, yeah, I mean, personalization is great, and then AI can help you a lot in that, what you said, into making copies and whatnot and making more personalized. But then how can this be ethical, and to what extent, let's say, and what could be some best practices on this?
Yeah, so one thing that is good to know is that a couple of things, I think. One is for me more, and I'm very much about marketing, talking about marketing and visuals and copy, because that's where we work in, right? So that's, I'm going to be very specific on that. But when it comes to visuals, something that is very good to know that whenever you use an AI generated, let's say, sorry, a software for program to generate images with AI, you know, you mm-hmm. can think about Midjourney or DALL-E.
Yeah.
So many others. It's good to keep in mind that these are very biased models, right? So it's, I think you've probably seen it, that it's been a bunch of news about it, but whenever you would type doctor or you would type CEO, etc. The type of images that come out are really biased towards, you know, it could be white male, right? So
indeed.
So the risk is that the communication become very vanilla for everyone, and is also not ethical because it's really not diverse. So there are, DALL-E, for example, made a lot of improvements. So now if you type, let's say, woman in her 30s, then you have a more diverse type of people coming up into your images. But for example, something that we saw at Shy, when basically we create storyboards, right? So we say this is a story, and then visualize the story in a storyboard. A lot of the images that came out at some point were basically all Asian people.
Okay.
So that's clearly meant that there is some work done in the back from OpenAI, where they're basically trying to test and see to change the type of people, how they look like, etc. And at that specific time, probably they were trying to get more agents, maybe. We don't know, right? It's a black box. But what I'm trying to say is that at the end of the day, is for you as brand, or for you as a, is even as a freelancer, as a creative, to really keep this in mind, that ChatGPT or any other text generation model or image generation model, they don't give you the answer. They give you the answer on what they're trained on.
What they are not, they got.
Correct. So they are not universal too. So at the end of the day, you really get down to you as a professional to make the right choice for you and for your brand. So that's, I think that's the biggest thing for me. And also when it comes to being ethical, a bit before what we were saying, you know, about the type of information that you collect from your users or potential users and how you use it. I think that's also very important, and you understand a bit when is the right context. If I think about Alexa, right, something that for example, I have Alexa, and Alexa knows basically a lot about my household, right? So if I have an account with let's say my family, and so they Alexa knows the names of my family, and again that can give, let's say, Amazon an incentive to push product to me based on knowing who my brother is or my sister is, etc. And again, there you can be very specific, but also very quickly you can get very, very creepy. So I think usually the rule of thumb for me is, me as a marketer, what I try to do is that if I would receive a communication like that, would I find it creepy? Mm-hmm. So instead of maybe first saying, how well will this convert? I would say, would I find this creepy? Yes or no? Okay. If not, then I would think about, okay, can this convert well or not?
So you always are user-centric. How would the user feel if they receive this message?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the more specific you get, the more you want to be user-centric, right? Think about how many times you have visited a website, right? And then a few minutes later, you see an ad showing up specifically for that. That's very easy, very, very easy to do. Many times you even didn't visit the website, you just talk about it, and then you see the ad. But we don't really know if that's like, if it's something that some specific platforms are actually listening to you, that we don't know. But in general, users are very skeptical, right? And you don't want to be perceived as that brand that is creepy. That's really difficult to take it off your back.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's how smartly, I mean, AI is a very smart tool, but it also comes up to how smartly you use it, and then not to overuse it or use it in the wrong way. Because also what you made me think about, and this also leads me to my next question on how you see AI and personalization evolving in the marketing landscape, is because, for instance, the example you gave about receiving a reminder about giving, buying another bouquet of flower to your mother a year after. Let's say, what happens if your mother or someone else's mother passes away, and then you receive this message, and it's like, it's a terrible reminder for you, right? So for me, the way I would see AI and personalization evolving in the future is that, yeah, in a way, maybe it's creepy, as you say, because then it means they know really everything about us. But it's to make it so personalized that if your mother passes away, you don't receive that message anymore. Or like that there is a way to sort of like see that happening. Well, not see that happening, but like collecting the data so that the model knows that they shouldn't send you that anymore. I don't know. I foresee that something that could be possible. But what do you think about it? How do you see this evolving in the future?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think it's difficult to know exactly how they look like. I think one thing maybe that I think how, in general, communication will evolve in the future is that communication at scale, so let's say very big TV messages or TV ads, or, you know, a lot of money spent on, let's say, very broad social advertising. I think that might change quite a bit. So let's say now AI is very good for that, because you can basically shoot a bunch of different messages and test out what works to a lot of different people, and then you can do it very, very quickly. In the future, and also that's what I see a bit happening already, private communications such as like WhatsApp communities, I see a lot of Slack communities popping up of people that share a common interest. Those are way, way more prevalent. And I feel those are also the ones that convert the most. Mm. So I think we are bombarded all the times from content, right? And that's a bit of the risk, because then it's very difficult to get your message seen when it's so easy now to create content, any type of content. You can create videos, you can create basically movies now. Like, you know, there's this company called Runway ML, and they have a Oscar, basically, of AI-generated movies happening every year.
Really?
And that all happens online, and, you know, more than an Oscar, it's like a Cannes Lion Festival. So they give, you know, the gold, silver, and bronze to AI-generated movies that may be long. Maybe they are, you know, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and they're still very basic. But still, just think about, I think about my LinkedIn feed is full of people creating content with AI. And I think now, because it's novelty and fun to see how technology evolves, but it gets me a bit worried that, you know, communication at scale is gonna be very difficult, because in order to create a very impressive ad in the past, you know, that looked very, very high end, you need to have very big budgets. Now, you don't need to have, well, not now, but in a few months, you won't have to have very big budget for it. So how much content are we gonna be able to see? So I think what is gonna happen, the users will want to start control of what they see. A control is deciding where they can or cannot be reached. So if I am very interested in, let's say, kite surfing, then chances are that I'm gonna be in a private kitesurf community, for example, on my WhatsApp. And there I don't wanna be reached by advertisers. So that's, and then I think the role of advertisers, that switches a lot, because then before you could craft your message, also with AI, right? As you would be a very kitesurf, let's say, person, and you are trying to sell me something related to kitesurfing, and I might click into it, I might not. But right now, what brands need to do is, and some brands do it well, is like really be part of the community and actually foster the community, help the community to grow. And once that happens, the good thing is that you don't need to see yourself or try to get to be seen in a sea of content, in an infinite amount of content, but users will actually look for you. So the upside is that it's very good long-term, it's very strong, it's potentially a bit more cost-effective. The downside is that it's very difficult to do, and it can take some time.
Definitely. And so to sum it up, you already mentioned a few things before, but is there anything else you would like to say and advise to marketers looking into incorporating more AI and personalization into their strategies?
Well, I mean, as I think the what I said before at the very beginning, maybe, and it's something that actually maybe professionally and personally is that, you know, when are you trying to basically sell your own idea or sell your own concept to someone? I think that's something really comes to mind to me very quickly, and that's what Shai does, which is like, you know, helping people to visualize their concept, visualize their ideas and organizing it. I think that's something that we will see more and more, because yeah, it's just much easier to visualize, right? You can just write down whatever your idea is for, let's say, for an ad or for a short movie or for a movie, and then you can visualize it in a few minutes, and then you can show it, present it to whoever you need to work on this with. So that's definitely my biggest thing. And then I think touch upon maybe lastly about the ethical part, because we don't want to be part of a society that is basically is a bit controlled by what the yeah. results are from AI, right? We need to be very, very much aware. We don't want it to be that our next social media crisis, right? Where people are controlled by basically what content is pushed to them and their opinions are shaped based on that. I think that's a very big risk with AI. If you think about asking ChatGPT for some opinion on something, some advice on something, it's going to be biased. It's always going to be biased on based on how it's been trained. So it's very similar comparison to what's basically happening in social media, but just with a different technology. So I think it's very important that people use AI in general in a very conscious way, knowing that it's built by humans with effects, with biases, and it's not absolutely a universal truth. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Leonardo, for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And thanks to all our listeners for choosing us again. We hope that today's episode will inspire you to think about how you can leverage AI in your marketing strategies. If you have not done it yet, make sure to subscribe to our CC Talks on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and to follow Creative Clicks on social media. Till next time.